This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm excited to have him back on the show. I want to get some updates on Internet of Things. Well, they trade on the OTC gray market under the ticker symbol INOTF. And with us today is the CEO, Michael Frank. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate your time.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, for sure. The Internet of Things primarily is a software and solutions provider, and we're focused on acquiring and implementing strategic disruptive solutions targeting the industrial IoT markets, which are predominantly, say, manufacturing, agriculture, energy management, transportation. So those areas predominantly where you see a lot of, more on the business side around IoT rather than the consumer side.
One of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show, can you discuss the New Hope deal? What's going on with that?
Right. So thanks a lot for the great question. The New Hope transaction initially was announced back in March, where we signed a letter of intent. And several weeks ago, we announced the signing of the sort of definitive more joint venture with New Hope. And we're looking forward to moving ahead where we have set up this JV in China with New Hope, and where we have 51% of the JV. And our mandate really is to sort of source these disruptive solutions and bring them into the New Hope realm in terms of the partnership we have with them. The beauty of the relationship is the fact that this is a ready-made customer. They have about 600 businesses and around 1,400 factories to sort of layer this technology, whatever we source into the JV. So it's a ready-made customer, and it really is very attractive for companies that we go out and sign partnerships with, because we're giving them this ready-made distribution channel to access. So our role is really to go out and source some of these technologies in North America sort of move them into the JV, and that may be done through direct investment, equity participation, or stock through IPT. So IPT becomes really a key vehicle to sort of drive new technologies into this joint venture with New Hope in China, where we have a strong partnership. And the JV really is focused more on the industrial IoT sector, where New Hope will look for technologies to sort of improve efficiencies on the industrial side. And, that could be sort of on the plant floor, on the manufacturing floor. They have a number of businesses. They're an $8 billion company, and businesses that they have range from manufacturing, chemical, insurance, transportation, technology. So very strong customer opportunity here to sort of level into that distribution channel.
What are the plans for in China and North America?
Right. So as I mentioned, right now, in China, we're working specifically with them. They want to build a sort of very strong IoT platform, and the joint venture will do that. So we have this sort of New Hope ITT joint venture, and we're outsourcing, looking for disruptive technologies. We've had relationships in Israel, so we're looking at companies and technologies out of there, and other ones in North America, as I mentioned, that could leverage into the joint venture. Also recently, apart from the New Hope relationship, we just announced a couple weeks ago the LOI to acquire a company called WTX Telematics, which is really a very innovative company in terms of providing solutions around AI, artificial intelligence, and autonomous driving. They have a number of clients that supply the automotive marketplace. So we supply technology, which OEMs into sensors, which they then sell into the automotive area, such as Sirius Satellite. These are some of the clients that are involved with. So great opportunity. And we're looking to lever more into those hot IoT sectors through North America, through this relationship and LOI, which recently signed. We look to close out within the next sort of 90, 100 days. And then also in China through New Hope.
Explain to my listeners, how do you guys make your money and how do you guys monetize Internet of Things? Can you explain that to us?
Right. So right now we're, in North America, we're looking to, as I mentioned, through this acquisition, they have an existing run rate. So, I can't sort of reveal that at this time, but that we're looking to sort of increase their presence in North America with the clients that they have and others. So that transaction is immediately accretive for the Internet of Things. And in China, we're looking at, as I mentioned, bringing in these technologies into the JV, and then they basically, get sold into sort of subsidiaries of the New Hope organization. And there's a mechanism where, we share in that revenue that's basically gathered when it sort of trails back up into the joint venture, and then it gets recorded into sort of the parent company of ITT. New Hope's mandate also is to expand outside of their factories and move it across China into a lot of other businesses. So the mechanism there would be to sort of, drive revenue directly from other organizations who the joint venture sell to. So we sort of have sort of this two-pronged approach going forward. One is through this acquisition, where we see that, as I mentioned, immediately to be accretive, and then through the joint venture.
You know, we're coming to the end of the second quarter here. When do you think that some revenues will fall on the balance sheet for Internet of Things in 2017?
Right. Okay. So if you, as we look back at some of the announcements previously, we mentioned and back in sort of the opportunity with New Hope, we're looking to realize around, sort of 3 to 3.5 million in sort of earnings over a 3-year period from this relationship with New Hope in China. And that basically is going to have immediate impact on the income and balance sheet in terms of ITT. So going out 1 year time, we see that you'll start to see that sort of as the quarters come, next several quarters, we'll have some part of positive earnings flow from New Hope and obviously the accretive acquisition. So we could see probably more impact going into probably second, third quarters.
My guest today is Michael Frank. He is the CEO of Internet of Things. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol INOTF. What are the opportunities in the Internet of Things sector? What do you guys have on the roadmap sheet here to go forward?
Right. So obviously, as I mentioned on the you read a lot about the IoT sector. Our name obviously is called the Internet of Things, and it's sort of it's very effective in terms of getting audiences to look at the company, we see go forward obviously the ability to leverage what's going on in the industrial sector. I mean, you read a lot about the consumer marketplace, people automating their homes through remote devices, much more on the consumer side, but the commercial corporate side is where we're really focused on. And, we see a lot of very exciting technologies around logistics, plant floor automation, manufacturing, and, the ability to use a lot of these sensors to capture data from plant floors and sort of report them into a dashboard where people can control the manufacturing process more effectively. These are some of the things that are very exciting on the industrial IoT sector, and that's really where our focus is, across this partnership with New Hope and even in North America. So we're spending a lot of time on that, on the artificial intelligence, this autonomous driving perspective through this potential North American acquisition. That really falls into, as well, we see that more on the automotive side, and it's a much bigger ticket item than some of the smaller consumer opportunities. So we're really focused on, as I mentioned, on the commercial and on the industrial side of IoT.
In closing here, Michael, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, no, I just encourage listeners to visit the website IOTINTL.com, www.IOTINTL.com. There's some good information on the company. There's some valuable fact sheets and also PowerPoint. You can get a spectrum of some of the stuff we're involved with and more information on the transactions that we just recently announced. And, we think the future looks very strong for ITT in the industrial sector and with this partnership with China and definitely with this upcoming acquisition we're doing. So we're able to really capitalize on movement in the North American market and what's going on in China.
Your market cap's around $12 million, stock price 07.8 cents. Sounds like you guys are a little bit undervalued here. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with many things that's going on, especially the New Hope deal, and just keep us in the forefront.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time and thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.